The past conflict and crisis in South Sudan saw one of the major challenges being the prevalence of conflict-related sexual violence. Now, women and girls are the worst affected by this form of violence as they endure rape, abductions and sexual slavery at the hands of conflicting parties. Well, survivors of such sexual violence ensure lasting scars of physical and emotional harm, severe mental health challenges, and they are stigmatized by the society. Now, one of the worst affected areas was Western Equatorial State. The advocacy of the Office of the Special Representative of the Secretary General on Sexual Violence and Conflict led to the release of dozens of abductees in the state. Now, a European Union funded project is helping the survivors of conflict-related sexual violence to overcome challenges of getting back to their normal lives. Now, the Rural Action Aid Development Organization, with support from the United Nations Mission in South Sudan and the United Nations Development Program, is implementing the program. To help us understand how, in the studio we have the United Nations Mission Senior Women's Protection Advisor Sheila and Albert Zingorani, Deputy Director of the Rural Development Action Aid. Good morning and thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today.
Good morning.
Right, I'll start with you, Sheila. Help us understand why this is an important project in addressing conflict-related sexual violence.
Yes, indeed. It is a very important project. It falls within UNMISS's empowerment of survivors of CRSV workstream. Mm-hmm. And what is the aim of this workstream? It is really to rehabilitate and reintegrate survivors of CRSV, conflict-related sexual violence, within the society so that they have a full life. Right. And this is what exactly this project is about, aiming to, through the provision of comprehensive services, including medical support, counseling, livelihood support, acquiring skills to set up their own small businesses, and preparing them for advocacy on behalf of others, right, because they, if they want. And how did this all happen? We had a smaller project in Western Equatoria. And through that project, about 40 women survivors were targeted, beneficiaries were targeted, and it worked so well that we decided, through the advocacy of those who benefited themselves, they asked to get others within the fold in order to get support. And this is how we worked with Rural Development Action Aid as our implementing partner.
Right.
And just the last point here is that for us, we were very concerned about making sure that the survivor is at the heart of all our interventions.
Right. Thank you so much, Sheila, for bringing us this panel. Now, let's hear from Albert. Yes, Albert, just tell us a bit about this Western Equatoria project and how are you supporting the survivors of conflict-related sexual violence?
Yes, good morning. And good morning to the listeners of Radio Miraya. My name is Albert Zingorani, as you have clearly mentioned. I am the Deputy Director for Rural Development Action Aid and also the focal person for this project. This project is actually being implemented in Greater Tombra, that comprises of Tombra and Ezo counties, where there was high prevalence of this CRSV. This project is targeting actually 40 and another 55, as Sheila clearly mentioned. We have taken the survivors through psychosocial support, group and individual counseling, medical referrals, livelihood skills training. In livelihood skills training, they were taken through restaurant business, local sandal making. Others were also doing retail business. Mm-hmm. So, and also there was legal awareness to let them know about their rights and how they can advocate for issues in the community.
Right.
And also there was a community awareness to let the general public accept them and also accept their children, not calling them names, and we have seen great results.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Albert. And from all the services that Albert just mentioned, Sheila, I would like to zero down to psychosocial support. Why is it important for people who have undergone these kinds of experience to get this kind of service?
There are different levels to this. First and foremost, it's the physical aspect and the impact on them, their mental issues, which can raise out of such terrible experiences of CRSV. Psychosocial support is, in fact, the support given for them to be able to understand what happened to them, how they can overcome it, what are strategies for them to implement themselves to start with, and with the support of others, because the support is, as Albert mentioned, individual, but also group therapy. So that is really to build the resilience and to look at themselves in such a way that they are able to face the stigma which attaches to them. And while working with others within the community, this support extends to other community members to show that some of the actions they take may cause or is the root of terrible stigma, and how to manage all this, to overcome, and to face those, so that the survivors and their children born of CRSV are able to reintegrate society as valuable members that they are of their communities.
Right. Yes, Albert, you spoke about economically empowering these women. So just help us shed more light on why it is important to empower for survivors to get entrepreneur support.
It's really very, very important, because at first when they came from the bush, most of them were neglected by their relatives and even the community. After the psychosocial support and the counseling, they have been taken throughout these livelihood skills trainings, where they are able to create livelihood, get some money and support themselves, and also bring services closer to the communities. And this increases the integration between them and the local community. In other words, they are now an asset to the community, because community members no longer go longer distances to get services as it's closer to them, offered by the survivors.
Right. And Albert, the community is important when it comes to overcoming these traumatic experiences that one has undergone. However, at times members of the community can isolate someone or perpetuate stigma in various ways. How is this being dealt with?
Really, this has been dealt with through the community engagements, the community awareness sessions that were done in churches. We have also talked about this in market open spaces or anywhere where people gather together. The community leaders, after going through the engagement, they also speak on behalf of RDA about this, and we have seen that the community has started accepting these people.
Right.
So they no longer isolate them. They are now welcoming them, including the children themselves. We are able to see that those kids who are not able to stay with the grandparents are sometimes now staying with the grandparents, and they are very much welcoming. So that's the result.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, Sheila, today we gather that there will be a conference on the lessons learned from this program. Just tell us about the importance of having this conference.
Yes, indeed. So we're at the tail end of the project, and it is almost a must to learn from what has happened. This is, in fact, what we did when we did the first project with the 40 ladies. Through their advocacy and through what they told us, what they said was important for them, we had the second project, which is funded by the EU, and today we want to hear more, because now we have 195 who've been targeted, who've benefited, and we would want to see what is it that we should have done better.
Right.
How can we do better in the future? What are the real needs? How has the project helped them?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the results today? What kind of further support is needed? And so this is what they will be telling us, the survivors will be telling us. And I wanted to say one final point, mm-hmm. is when we're talking about empowerment and economic empowerment, we should note that survivors of CRSV are the most marginalized and the poorest. So having a holistic approach, mm. where not only their mental and physical needs are taken care of,
right.
but also empowering them, mm. to face society as agents of change themselves, mm-hmm. is very important. So this is what we want to see,
right.
how far we've reached, what else is required.
Right. So will you be having some of the survivors in the conference?
We have survivors in the conference.
Okay, right. Well, as we conclude, Albert, there are other survivors of conflict-related sexual violence who need support, yeah? How can this conference raise awareness to such needs?
This conference is very, very important, and it's going to raise awareness. One way is through this radio talk show that we are doing. The general public is listening about CRSV and the effects.
Mm-hmm.
We will also use the avenue of the conference to talk to the stakeholders, to let them see if a little support is given, mm. whatever result can be received.
Right.
So when the survivors give their testimonies, it will be a confirmation that if a little push is given, much can be realized. There are so many survivors actually outside there, mm. mostly in Western Equatorial State, who are not touched by this project.
Right.
We still feel that more of this kind of intervention is required, and this conference is very, very important for the same.
Right.
Thank you.
Sheila, what would you consider as success for this conference?
Success for this conference is able to hear the survivors speak about their experience,
mm.
show how, with the support they were given, the holistic support they were given, how they have been able to overcome their difficulties, and where are they today? What is their status today?
Mm.
And for me, we are here to learn about their resilience and the potential as agents of change in society.
Mm.
And this is where we would be looking at the success.
All right. Sheila and Albert, thank you so much for your time.